Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
That was what his warm-up used to be.
Really? I love it.
And Glenn Fry heard it. Yeah. The lyrics too. But that was how he would warm up.
Now, this is one of the songs you play. You got a convertible, and you're going down Pacific Coast Highway in California. Just feeling the breeze, watching the ocean and everything else, and just you know, stretching the speed limit a little bit.
Exceeding just by a hair.
To each his own.
you're a fast lane. I bet you a fast lane driver.
I'm going to tell you this. I drive a Mini Cooper for a reason, so that I don't drive fast. Don't. I keep it within the limits. Good afternoon.
The slower I am.
Your age is showing.
I'm not in a hurry. Your age is showing, man.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Dave Glover Show. Of course, Dave is off today, running out in the hot seat alongside the one and only Mike Claiborne, my buddy, who's been keeping me company now for 2 days in a row on the radio, and I appreciate you, my friend.
It's good to be here.
Yeah.
Nothing like coming out on such a balmy day.
You might be the only reason why
I would leave the house today.
See, that's true love there. That's true
you
brotherhood right there.
You might be the only reason, because anybody who knows me knows that I detest cold weather.
Don't we all, to some extent?
I have a friend of mine who's a triathlete, and it doesn't bother her at all.
Well, that's because she's running and everything, so yeah.
It just changes my demeanor, which is why I might be in a little bit of a surly mood about different subjects today. So don't take it personally. It's not you. It'll be the weather.
It's the weather.
Well, I
think the thing about it is it's the swing. So you go from a record high yesterday to the low today. So I take my dogs out. I have two basset hounds. And I take the dogs out for the first time this morning about 6:15-ish, 6:20, somewhere in there. I just threw on my big coat, my beanie, thought no big deal. Everything was okay till I got to the side of the house and that wind kicked up. My eyes started running. My nose started running.
And the wind will find you. If you have an open buttonhole or something. Yeah.
If I knew my dogs would not take off, I would have let them off the leash and said, come back when you guys are done.
I'll be in the house. They would have beat you to the house.
Their ears were flying. Their ears were flying. So they didn't want to do anything with that.
I cannot take this. I am miserable.
But it's so St. Louis, isn't it, though?
That's why I'm in Florida.
The weather changes.
Yeah, you're right. We get all four seasons in a week.
Or an hour. It all depends. It's going to go up as the week goes on.
Really?
Oh.
You promise?
Well, in the 30s.
Oh.
That beats the teens.
That means I take off a layer of clothing?
There you go. And the 18 layers that you wear.
Long johns will stay on no matter what, man.
The weather is certainly the big talk of the day today, with no doubt, because of the switch in the temperatures that we've had. I think we have a lot of folks throughout the St. Louis area who are struggling to stay warm, especially after the tornado tore through North City and points east of St. Louis area. I think a lot of folks are still living in houses that have tarps for roofs and things like that. So, you know, my hearts go out to those people, and I think some prayers would be in order as well, because they're struggling right now.
People continue to struggle. You know, being displaced and you know, no matter what time of the year it is, being displaced is not good. And hopefully we can remedy this and get more people in a more comfortable environment, or at least get them in an environment where they're more familiar with their surroundings. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I certainly feel for them, and hopefully we can get this thing resolved, because nobody saw the tornado coming, okay?
No, I mean, we knew severe storms. That was about it.
But the way it hopped around St. Louis and hit places— And, you know, some of those places will never come back, because, you know, a lot of those places are over 100 years old, and trying to repair them is probably not worth it to the point when it comes to construction. But there's a lot of land in St. Louis that can be put to good use, and hopefully the people who make those decisions will be out in front and we can get things back on the right track. But it's not going to happen overnight.
No. There is talk about the areas around the NGA being built up and bringing some new housing in over there. And I'm okay with that, so long as the housing is something that the folks who are already in those neighborhoods can afford to be in.
Right.
You know, make sure that you don't outprice them and send them out. A lot of the folks who had to deal with the damage and things like that from the tornado didn't have insurance, because the houses that they lived in were pretty much paid for because they were generational houses. you know, the grandmother had it, the grandfather had it,
some
the great-grandfather
don't even
had
have paperwork on who owned the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they lived there their entire lives. Basically, the entire family lived there throughout the decades. And then this hits, and you're not prepared. And then the question becomes, well, what is FEMA or someone going to give you to rebuild? They're not going to give
never
you
enough.
What the right.
Well, yeah.
And what they do give you is not going to be enough to bring the house back to where it was. So I just pray for the folks over there, the one that they can find a path to get down and at the same time stay warm and take care of everyone. The last thing you want this time of the year is to be worrying about those types of things when all you want to do is gather with your family and, yeah. and rejoice and have fun.
I couldn't agree with you more.
I think
I still don't like cold weather.
Well, you know,
I'm not in a good mood.
Here's the thing about cold weather. You have to focus on the fact that in July we'll be going, I can't stand hot weather.
Not me. No, I'm that same guy. Said, what's wrong with this? So what?
You like the 100 plus and the humidity and all that?
I'm not going to say you ever get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
I can tolerate it more than this.
Okay.
This just puts me in just such a
I know
foul mood.
And you know, you had such a big weekend, too.
I did.
You had a weekend to end all weekends. And
I was having a good time hanging out with my friends. And, you know, yesterday,
and then today.
I was moving a little slow, almost lost the voice.
Mm-hmm.
But I was entertained by some very good football.
Yeah.
As good of games as I've seen in a long time. I love the decision-making. Man, isn't it fun to see teams go for it on fourth down?
It is fun. I just wonder what the criticism is after that. You look at the Buffalo Bills, so that's the first game I think of when I see that was how the Buffalo Bills. And that was a two-point conversion that they missed out on. But the gamble at the time, you're thinking, man, now is this just to ignite the team or something going forward?
I think when you're at home, you always go for it. You always go for it at home.
And which could have been the last home game played there because you're getting a new stadium and you don't know where they're going to be for the playoffs, depending on what the seeding's going to be.
They'll be on the road.
They'll be on the road.
Their last game.
You're digging that for sure, for sure.
But, yeah, I was entertained by the games. You know, the Pittsburgh game was intriguing for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah, just ask Myles Garrett about that.
Yeah, Myles Garrett, you know. And I was watching, you know, I love watching line play.
Mm-hmm.
And Myles Garrett was doing everything humanly possible.
Everything.
I mean, he took two steps outside normally than what he would against most defense offensive tackles so he could speed rush guys and then be able to cut back in. And I give Pittsburgh credit. They had a game plan for him.
Yeah.
And they ran away from him.
Yeah.
So I tip my cap to them, as although Myles said they were worried more about me than winning the game. Well, I'd worry about you, too, because if I don't worry about you, I know I have less of a chance to win.
Is there anything else to worry about on that team?
Exactly.
Outside of that. And, you know, Tomlin, after the game, said that's what we do all the time we face these guys, is that's the one person that we got to pay attention to. The thing that I enjoyed about that particular game was just kind of watching Shador and seeing how he's going to mature, see if he could be the guy after the season that they say, all right, we're going to invest in you as being our franchise quarterback. We're going to build around you. Because right now, I think the jury is still out.
I agree.
But he makes plays. He makes things happen. But then he makes those mistakes as well.
Yeah, you know, you can attribute it to youth to a point and being thrown into a situation. Hey, they've only won four games for a reason. They're not very good offensively.
Exactly.
And they weren't very good before he started the quarterback. But, you know, I say this to everyone who is a Shador fan. What does he do that makes him special?
I like what he does,
I mean,
in my opinion, is that
he
moves around. He moves around.
He's versatile.
He buys some time.
Yeah.
He's not a guy that's going to take off and run immediately. He certainly is
what I would call
a playmaker.
Who's my guy that was with the Jets who got hurt? Ohio State quarterback, played for the Bears.
Oh, I'm looking at his face, too.
Come on, you should notice
Justin Fields.
Thank you very much. That's producer Kyle jumping in real quick to save our day.
As soon as he sees a guy that's near him, he just takes off and runs right into a tackle.
Yeah.
Who I think his career could be probably on the skids right now. But it was a good day, and it culminated with one of the most entertaining games of the entire season, the 49ers and the Bears.
By far.
Now, if you listen to Chris Collinsworth, who I try not to, everything is, this is the greatest game I've ever seen, or the greatest play ever. Wait a minute, you just said that
last week
and
the week before.
Just give me a break, bro. But I thought it was a really entertaining game. A lot of points were given up, but, man, there were a lot of – you know, I thought there were some good plays defensively. I thought Chicago tackles well.
Yeah.
And this time of the year, you know who you are if you can tackle. But this is the NFL. This is who they are. They make sure those last 2 to 3 weeks of the season, everybody's got something to play for, whether it's a playoff spot, a wild card, home field advantage, or even the first pick in the draft. There's something for everyone to play for. And once again, they turned out to get it right.
And it makes next week something to play for well. It doesn't just end yesterday.
Yeah.
It's something that's going to play into next week, too. We're going to step aside here, take a quick break. This is Rennie Knott alongside Mike Claringborn. We're taking part this afternoon with hosting the Dave Glover Show. Kyle is rocking the board, and we appreciate that. When we come back on the other side, we're going to speak with Ben Hockman of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, get his thoughts on St. Louis sports. Stay with us. Inside a Hotel California right now would be how much it costs. And if it's a hotel that's overlooking the ocean, you're going to be bankrupt by the end of the week.
It's going to be warmer than it is right now here in St. Louis.
That is true. Welcome back to the Dave Glover Show, everybody, here on KMOX. I'm Rennie Knott sitting in for Dave this afternoon, as well as my man Mike Claiborne at my side, as we were last Friday. Enjoyed that. Enjoyed that a great deal, and is glad to be back in the seat again today. Let's bring in a man who is well-known around town when it comes to the world of sports, and that would be Ben Hockman from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Good afternoon, Ben.
Hey, what's up, Rick? Hey, Mike.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing really well. How are you guys?
Okay. Well, I mean, Mike's cold.
I'm not happy about a lot of things, Ben, so I'm going to start off by, you know, I'm not happy, obviously, with the weather, but you know what I'm really not happy with right now? I'm not happy with college sports. And I'm thinking about taking a sabbatical here, and I'm going to tell you why. The college football thing, you know, I know we're in the playoffs, and I get that, but the portal thing – and the NIL has really diluted what this is all about, where guys are, you know, now they use, well, I'm getting ready for the draft. Okay, we used to hear that. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You have guys now that go into portal before they play a bowl game.
Right.
I thought some of the coaching I saw this weekend was just questionable at best. And I get it because they're playing guys who haven't been playing. So that's my first beef. The other beef I have on the basketball front, I'm tired of watching teams play non-conference games that are meaningless.
Matchup against high school teams,
basically.
And then
when you do play somebody that has a reputable record, you get the brakes beat off of you.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm talking about my local teams, but I know I could talk to somebody in another state who's grousing about the same thing. Mm-hmm. So we've got to fix those two things. And until we do, I'm probably going to take a step back.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's really frustrating.
Understandably so. Oh, understandably so. First of all, I think Slew's opponent last night only had four guys on the court the whole time. The second thing is...
I think the other one was taking get studying for finals.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah, like the movie Hoosiers, my team's on the floor. And then with the college football situation, what stinks most is for the fans who live their lives through these teams and no longer can follow a player or even follow a group of players. It used to be, oh my gosh, even recently with Luther Burden, we get a young guy comes in, we're going to follow his career for a few years, and then he goes to the NFL, and he's like, that's our guy. Now, guys, I mean, Mizzou had one of the top recruiting classes a couple years ago, and the three top players transferred after their freshman year. One, two, three, boom, gone. It's really, really frustrating from many, many angles.
But I think when you look at college sports in general, you're looking at one word, loyalty.
And no such animal.
You would think the guys, when they come in, hey, I've always wanted to play for you, and all. Can you stay loyal to me?
It used to be that way.
Well, why not have them sign a contract that says, all right, we're going to pay you this money or whatever, your NIL, but you got to stay 2 years. You got to stay 3 years.
Yeah.
Because now I'm asking all the boosters to pay for my stadiums and this, that, and the other based upon what? Maybe I'm going to – is Mizzou going to have a quarterback next year that is going to be somebody that can lead them at least back to where they are right now?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's a great point. We've got to reel this thing in somehow where there's got to be a little bit more of a commitment. And, you know, we used to get on the coaches for up and leaving.
Yes, yes.
And now we're climbing on the players, and the players are leaving for the same reason the coaches were, the money.
Oh, yeah. Well, my son is at a school on the East Coast, and one of their recruits, top recruit for offensive lineman in the nation, is going to go to Oregon. Well, the amount of money they're paying him to come to Oregon, it's like there's no need to even think about going to the NFL. I mean, you're just kind of set right
Stay
there.
As long as you like.
Before you even play a down of college football. So what type of pressure now becomes something that kid's got to live up to, because you're life-changing money.
Are higher. Yeah, you're right.
And the fan base in college sports is a little bit more intense than it is at the professional level. So, because, you know, people are invested because they went to these schools or the kids went to these schools. Ben, I wanted to ask you this, just judging by the landscape, after Mike got off of his rant, the landscape of sports in general in St. Louis, where are we right now? As we head into 2026, where are we right now with St. Louis sports in general, all the way across the board?
Well, you're seeing a lot of people on Facebook and all these social media sites saying, I'm so glad 2025 is finally over. I think that speaks for most sports fans locally. There was so much negativity, so much frustration involving all the teams. The fact that the Cardinals went 78-84 and had a better winning percentage than City SC, and for much of this season, the Blues. So the reality is last year, or this year of 2025, for lack of a better word, stunk. But the good news is there's optimism with, tempered optimism with Chaim Bloom taking over and the new plan and the Blues finally getting close to 500 in a playoff spot and the aforementioned sport of college basketball getting going and SLU finally jumping into conference play and playing some tough teams.
Here's the thing. Mike and I had this discussion
just around the corner,
which is just warmer weather for you.
Yes. That's
we had this conversation last Friday about wanting to win. And teams will talk about next year and next season, we're building for the future. But we want to win now when you're the fan base. I don't want to go to a game, pay that kind of money, hoping that next year they're that much better. That they're going to take the dollars I spend at Enterprise Center and actually invest in certain positions on the hockey team. I want to go watch a winning team. And I know that we're early in the hockey season and we still have an Olympic break and all that to go through too. But as you look at the team and where they're playing right now, is it shades of 2019? I'm not saying you're going to win the Stanley Cup, but can you become a competitive team, or do you see a team that needs to be broken down, not completely, but brought in certain players that can deliver in certain types of ways?
I mean, the defense was so bad, and the offense was even worse than that for much of the season, that it was like, I don't even think that's sustainable. I don't even think this bad play is sustainable. These guys are too talented, and there's too many injured players who are coming back and such. We're kind of seeing a more realistic Blues team. Now, there's no few suitors out for what now, a month. The injuries keep on happening, but I am more optimistic about the Blues after the past 2 weeks. I mean, 2 weeks ago, I was about to write a column where making reference to that 2018-19 season, where that year things were so bad and everyone was tweeting hashtag lose for Hughes, lose for Jack Hughes, the top pick. And I even interviewed Jack Hughes on the phone at the time. Like, you ever heard of St. Louis? Ever been to St. Louis? What are your thoughts on arches? Things like that. Uh-huh. It's kind of like a fun little article thinking that the Blues were going to get this guy. And, of course, we know what happened. They went on to win the Stanley Cup that same season. But this year, they got Gavin McKinnon. I was like, all right, maybe I should start writing about Gavin McKinnon if he's going to be the top pick and the Blues are going to be this bad. So at least there's some optimism that the Blues can be relevant in the coming months.
I hate to sound like a guy who hasn't been watching that much sports, but when you bring up people like that, I'm going, who is that? And when can he perform well enough? But when can he perform well enough
to
get you into the playoffs and everything else? It's great to have this optimism that, oh, wait till this kid matures. I don't have that kind of time.
See, you know.
No, I hear you.
You make a good point. And I think because we in St. Louis, our teams have been reasonably competitive in everything.
Mm.
But when you look at other cities where you know they have no chance before the season starts, and they just kind of accept it, that's something that's hard for us to do.
Yeah.
And how we get through it, because as you just mentioned, I don't know who the first pick in the draft is going to be next year. Mm-hmm. And God forbid if the Blues get him because they were that bad.
Exactly.
But I'm like you. Okay, so when is he going to score 50 goals? Or when is he going to do this? I think the best example is Chicago with Connor Bedard, who was supposedly the second coming. And if you'd have watched him the first year and a half of his career, you would have wondered, how did he even get drafted? And, you know, the expectations are just so high because now we as fans have so much more access to information.
Oh, yes.
And we can follow guys, and we have the scouting services and everything else, and we automatically think we know the draft and know the game as well as the people who make the pick.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work.
Well, I'll admit that I don't. I'll admit that right now.
Name, you'll hear a name and you'll say, all right, I got to see this guy play.
True.
I got to see him play.
And then
after the third shift, you're looking around like, well, who thought this was a good idea?
Me. Ben, as we're about to go to break here, but real quick, what gives you hope that things are going to turn around for St. Louis sports in general? What gives you the belief that this is just a bump in the road? Trust me, when we talk this time next year, we'll be talking about some good things.
Well, I mean, let's just do it. Let's just talk about J.J. Weatherholt, the top number five prospect in all of minor league baseball, the top Cardinals prospect. They say he's too good to be true. They say he can hit to all fields with the same strength. And they say he's an emerging defensive player, too. So at least if they're not going to, you know, win 90 games next year, watching him, Mason Wynn, Victor Scott, of course, Alex Burleson, some of these young players who are really taking the next step, that could be fun for at least a bit.
All right, well, something to look forward to when spring training rolls around and we start to watch these guys and read your reports and get an idea of what we're looking forward to. I just miss the days when I would walk out there in Jupiter and I would see Albert Pujols hitting the ball and I would see Troy Gloss hitting the ball. You know, those guys, I kind of miss that. So hopefully I get a feeling that can come back, that is something that's not going away.
Sorry, the Cardinals had the second fewest home runs in Major League Baseball last year, and they just traded Wilson Contreras, who led the team in home runs. Mm. So I don't think you're going to see many spring training.
Well, you know, Ben, I like the fact that you tell it like it is.
Paid to do.
Well, Ben, I want to thank you so much for joining me. I know
have
I got a hold of you
year.
Later, didn't get a chance to really to chat with you more. And in the future, if I have a chance to sit in these seats again, I definitely will be calling on you. I'm glad to know that you're a girl dad doing well and teaching sports to the next generation. So all the best to you. Happy New Year. And thank you again.
How is that girl dad thing working out?
Uh-oh. We're both girl dads.
It's going well. However, she's finding out the truth that I am actually a dork. It's been about the last 6 months the revelation has, and that's been tricky.
Quick learner, takes after her mother, I presume.
Exactly. Well said.
Well, Ben, you had us fooled. You had us fooled.
Not everybody.
I've never seen him play. So, well, Ben, thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful time. Happy New Year, and look forward to seeing you around the ballpark one day.
Take care. Have fun on the Camelux Airways. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Ben Hockwood joining us from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. You're listening to the Dave Glover Show, Rennie Knott, alongside Mike Claiborne. We'll be right back. At the Hotel California. you know what, Mike? Judging by yesterday's games, tonight's game could actually be something. You never know.
Yeah, you know what? They all mean something right now.
Okay.
They all mean something. Okay. Guys are playing for contracts. Guys are playing for next year. Guys are playing for postseason.
Yeah.
Some people are getting a free look. So, yeah, it is a lot to go
for. Okay. Spoken like a true coach.
Yeah. And well, I'm trying to keep him motivated. A lot of keeping myself warm.
Well, there's certainly one way you can keep warm. And also sit back and enjoy the game. Mm-hmm. And that is sipping on a fine spirit. A nice bourbon or a nice whiskey, yeah?
Yeah. So here's my brown liquor story.
Okay.
In my college days, I was a consumer of such.
I got you.
To the point where that next day, my roommate at the time, the late, great Garland Floyd, I would always find myself either apologizing or, you know, scuffle that I'd been in some sort of...
Sounds about
right. So I realized that maybe that was the problem. That I was having too much of a
sudden spirit. It wasn't your attitude or anything.
No. So what I do now, on a night like tonight, I will drink in the friendly confines of my home my dog.
Good move.
Where I don't bother anybody. But I always have good spirits around my house.
Okay.
In the event of someone else who comes over. As a matter of fact, you know Michaela McGee?
Uh-huh.
She gave me a lovely bottle, and I can't remember what it was, as a holiday gift that I gave to someone else to hold on to.
Mm.
So I need to call them to bring that over so I can have that to drink. But you know what? Spirits, to me, at this time of the year, are so good. But you know what? You can't always find good spirits. Oh. Everybody's in the spirit business.
Well, I'm going to take care of it right now.
So lead me
I'm going to take care
path,
of it right now. So in downtown St. Louis, on a corner that you'd probably pass by 1,000 times in one day and did not realize it, there's a little distillery there. It used to be a Hardee's restaurant. Now it's a distillery. Still 6:30. And I drink it. Knocks
regularly?
Me off my feet. I can't do it regularly because it's so good that I would finish the entire bottle in a night. No doubt.
What's wrong with that? You're at home.
True, but I got to get up
the next day.
And that's the thing
about it.
Joining us now is the owner, David. David, how are you doing today, sir?
I am doing fantastic, gentlemen. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. And by the way, David's one of the funniest guys you'll ever meet in all of St. Louis.
Really?
Oh, he is a laugh riot.
Well,
he is a laugh riot.
I mean, what do you expect?
Yeah.
Especially this time
of
year.
I asked you this before, David, when I talked to you, because you got to do all the taste testing around there. How do you do the taste testing and not end up, you know, four sheets to the wind?
That's the trick, right? You got to walk a fine line there. And I'll tell you, you think I'm funny now, you should hear me when I'm alone and tasting the spirits myself. I am a riot. You got to take it seriously. And I was listening to you guys as you were leading me in here. And we try to make spirits for people to enjoy and to share with others and to celebrate great days. And any day in your life is a good day above ground. So we want to make stuff to be enjoyed, not overconsumed. Now we're waking up with tons of hangovers and apologizing to your roommates for things that may have happened. But, you know, to be enjoyed with a great game and a great friend, a great food, right?
Yeah.
And so in the mornings, we'll sit down, and Andrew Spa, my right-hand man, the other guy that runs Still 630 with me, and we'll taste through a couple of different things. Our palates are fresh. We're trying to get a development from that barrel from a previous taste we had maybe months or years earlier. And we're just trying to sip and say we're not drinking for effect. We're drinking for the purpose of producing the best spirits for the people to enjoy.
So how long does it take to develop that one spirit that you say, yeah, this is it? Because, you know, we like our stuff on an instant basis, and we know that's not possible in your industry. Mm-hmm. So how long does it take for you to really, you know, just nurture something to the point where you say, here, try this?
It is a patient waiting game, as you speak to. And I've never had a lot of patience, so it's always been very difficult for me because it takes years for that barrel to work its magic. We can do our mashing, our fermenting, our distilling within the span of about 2 weeks, okay? But then we put it in the barrel, and that's where we've hurried up, and then we wait. And it takes 4-5 years or more.
Mm.
And, you know, we've got a special line of releases coming out this year in 2026, celebrating America, that we put down back during the pandemic with the idea of waiting 5 to 6 years before it ever would come out. And that is something that you have to have a lot of forward-looking and thinking planning going on right there. Because if you want something to be, let's say, 5 years old at a certain point, well, you gotta make it at least 5 years ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta work your calendar pretty well there. Now, things we do really well, like gin, we do fantastic different gins that are great in cocktails or even neat. But those are turned around very quickly. That's about a week or so. So that is a little bit more that instant gratification. But when you're talking brown spirits, whiskey, great Missouri bourbon, those take time. And, you know, the best things in life are worth waiting for. That's
okay.
What we believe.
Yeah. And, you know, I've had the whiskeys, so I will agree with you on that one for sure.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I think you opened up the one bottle for me when I was down there about a month ago, and I had to sit down.
You had to hold on to the floor.
It was a serious drink, and it was so good. You've won countless awards, one of the most decorated distilleries in all of America, but you don't look at those awards as, we've done it all. Look at our wall. That just gives you inspiration. Am I correct?
100%. I'm more interested in maybe something that we submitted that didn't get a gold medal, you know, like, oh, what can we do better? How can we improve? You know, I mean, it sounds braggadocious. I do not mean it that way whatsoever to say that we are the most awarded distillery in the Midwest, and we think we put out great spirits, but so does everybody, right? Mm-hmm. We just have the objective awards to back it. But we're always looking for improvement. Our motto is make the best possible batch. And we want the batches we're putting out in 2026 to be better than the batches we put out in 2025. And, you know, hopefully not even as good as we put out in 2027. You know, we're always looking to improve. That's what I love about this business, this craft, is that there's no end goal. Oh, we won a double gold medal. Oh, we won the best craft whiskey in the country 3 times. We're not done. You know, that's neat. That feels great for a minute. And then that's behind you, and you're moving forward, right? Think about the Blues winning the Stanley Cup. You know, that was fantastic for 2019.
Mm-hmm.
2020 rolls around. It's a brand-new season. It's a brand-new year. What have you done for me lately?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Same thing with spirits.
So, David, let me run this by you. You know, we're in that holiday season, and everybody's trying to find either a gift or they want to have what's hot today in your industry. So tell me what's hot. What are you seeing a lot of being moved? And also give me one of the best kept secrets that people, if they tried, they'd be pleasantly surprised in how it would go down.
Well, I'll start with the best kept secrets in there. Obviously, it's our little distillery, downtown St. Louis. But really, I think gin is about to have a major moment in there because everybody thinks they know gin, so they've already kind of written it off for the most part. It tastes like a Christmas tree. It's old. It's a grandparents' drink. I'm not interested. But modern gins, contemporary Western gin, like we make at Still 630, are multidimensional flavors. We literally have the world's largest spirits botanical library, over 500 different individual ingredients, different flavors, different colors to paint with. So we build brand new gins with different flavor profiles for different palates and different cocktails. And if you don't think you like gin or you haven't found one that's great, come down to the distillery, take a tour, and try our whole selection in there. Because there's so much more to it. You know, you never think of drinking gin neat. But you do whiskey, you do bourbon, maybe on the rocks, right? But gin has so much flavor that it's desiring and, you know, willing to do that as well. But you want to know something coming up? You asked about great gifts and things to get for that connoisseur in your life, the guy that's got all the bottles or the woman that has all the whiskeys. We are about to embark on an unprecedented series of releases next year. Next year, 2026, America's 250th birthday. And we love this country. We consider ourselves great patriots. It's not perfect, but we continue to move in the right direction. And we think that we want to be a great part of St. Louis, of Missouri, and America. And so back during the pandemic, when everything else was shutting down, we were thinking ahead, and we laid down 12 great barrels of Missouri bourbon. We're going to release them one each month in 2026. Each of the 12 barrels celebrates one of 12 great moments in American history. They're all bottled in bond, an American tradition, 100 proof. It's a bourbon recipe that was built directly from all the feedback over the almost 9 years of our experimental spirits program. It's a fantastic offering. Comes with these great little challenge coins on each bottle. And the first Friday of every month, we're releasing a new single barrel. And we're theming the cocktails for that month on the time period there. So 1776, the Declaration of Independence is the first one. Set up this country that's coming out January 2nd. And we have cocktails that Andrew Spa made up that are themed around what was literally available and what was being drank in the colonies in 1776. So if you want to taste history and get a gift that's a part of it, come out January 2nd to the distillery and you'll be transported back to early America.
Okay. All right. Hey, I got to step aside real quick for a break. Stay on the hold. We're going to get you on the other side for a couple more questions.
Sure.
We're going to talk whiskey, going to talk some bourbon, but really about this special release that you got coming up on Friday. We'll be right back. Listen to the Dave Glover Show here on KMOX. Welcome back to the Dave Glover Show. This is Randy Noss sitting in with Mike Claiborne. We are talking the fine spirits of St. Louis with Still 630 owner David is on the line with me. Now, David, you and I go back a couple of years. I've been down to your place to shoot a couple of stories. And I'm always fascinated about the place. First of all, it's one of these areas that you would drive right by and not even know it's there. And it used to be a Hardee's. So now, did you transform it from the Hardee's to the distillery, or did it sit empty for a while and you just took over?
So I think it was, the story I've heard is that it was empty for a couple of years, and then a florist moved in. And they didn't do anything to the inside. They even left all the kitchen equipment in the back. They just put flowers everywhere. Yeah. Riley's Florist, which is now in a better location, down south right by the Soulard Farmers Market. But anyway, so they moved out one day. The very next day, February 1st, 2012, we moved in. And I spent the next year gutting the place. We put in our equipment, started distilling things, aging stuff, and we released our first spirits in the middle of 2013. And we've been rock and rolling ever since. But yeah, it's incredibly humble beginnings in an nondescript little spot. We got some pictures of bottles on the outside. But yeah, we had a lot of time in here trying to be downtown. That's part of our name. That's part of our idea, is to be a small but bright spot in this great city that we love. You know, we're trying to do our best to make city a rich and tourist destination and a wonderful place to be. and you, make spirits we're proud of.
You touched on earlier about Missouri spirits. What singles out Missouri spirits compared to other places in the country who maybe, yeah, you know, you think about Kentucky and you think about Tennessee and places of that nature. Maybe they had a little bit of a head start, but what makes Missouri in the conversation these days?
Well, that's a great question, and you kind of hit the answers. They've had about a century and a half head start, right? We've been distilling in Missouri since, you know, people moved out here. That's what your pioneers would do, self-sustaining, using local produce and oversupplies to turn them into valuable commodities. But Missouri has great grain. We're one of the best agricultural states in the nation, and we've been selling our corn and wheat and barley. And we don't grow a lot of rye and barley, but we do some. But the corn specifically, we've been selling to Kentucky for a century and a half and then buying back their bourbon, you know, and that never made sense, right? So we've got everything that we need here. We've got fantastic water, specifically in St. Louis.
Yeah.
We've got the best municipal water in the country.
No doubt.
Really?
Yeah.
That's because
Anheuser-Busch.
Okay. Yeah, they built the water infrastructure, you know, years ago, and we're still benefiting from it today. But so we've got great water, we've got great agricultural products, and we have the best white oak, Quercus alba, the best white oak in the entire world. You can go to Japan, Scotland, anywhere in between, and they'll tell you the best white oak, which is what is used exclusively for making barrels around the world, use white oak. And the best white oak grows right here in our backyard in the Ozark region of Missouri.
So you know, I got hit with a paddle of white oak one time when I was in grade school.
I think probably did.
I'm quite familiar with white oak.
You're still feeling that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But so we've got all the ingredients, right? We've got a history of great. We're the first viticultural region. The first wine region in the United States is here in Missouri. We've got, obviously, an incredible brewing history, and that continues on today. It's only natural that we have the triumvirate, the third wheel, the spirits, to go with it. And so we wanted to be that part of it.
Mm. I just love going down there and talking to you because your passion for what you do is unmatched. And I just think that when someone has what you have going for yourself and that drive and determination, you know, you always talk about the next generation coming up and inspiring them to get into the business as well and to keep this going. And then to think that you're just a couple of miles down from Anheuser-Busch is another story altogether. But I appreciate you so much. And thank you for spending some time with us during the holidays to talk about the spirits. You got the opening coming up on Friday, correct? The 2nd?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm overjoyed. Excited. Thank you for having me.
Well, set a bottle aside for us.
Yes, sir.
So Mike and I can come down and you know, test it out.
We'll Uber down.
Grow some chest hair.
And let me tell you, we want you to come out on the first Friday. That's when we're introducing it. We're launching it. On the first Friday of every month, we're going to have a little bit more background, maybe some trivia, maybe a different speaker. We're going to try and change it up, but we're going to make it really interesting that first Friday, particularly when we debut that new single barrel.
All right.
You can come in any Friday of the month in 2026 and get a sample of that month's single barrel.
All right.
Okay? Any Friday that rolls into Saturday.
There you go. There you go. We're just going to develop a habit.
Well, you know, we prefer prompt attendance. You know, you're going to be great.
Well, we'll be there. We will be there. David, thank you so much. I appreciate you. All the best to you in the year 2026.
Oh, boy, you got me started.
We're going to step aside right now on the Dave Glover Show for a little timeout. Coming back on the other side to talk more sports, particularly and talk about Ricky Prohl stepping in as the new head coach of the St. Louis Battlehawks.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.